This is Conflict Resolution Number 5, a My Chemical Romance High School AU, written by Nokomis 305, read by Miss Marina 95. The story is rated NC-17 and contains the pairing Frank Gerard Lindsay. Gerard was pretty sure he was gay, until Lindsay Bellotto transferred to Our Lady of Sorrows High School. It wasn't that he was into all dudes or anything. It was more that he was into one very specific dude, and had been since, well, as long as he could remember, if he was being honest with himself. And so it was a shock when he couldn't stop thinking about the way Lindsay looked in her school uniform. "You're going to get eye herpes if you keep staring at her like that," Frank grumbled at him, poking him in the side. "I heard she got kicked out of her old school for sleeping with the mascot." "She just moved here," Gerard said, poking Frank right back in between the ribs. Because Frank should be happy that Gerard found a new object of his affection, okay? And that Gerard was completely over his thing for Frank and all his boy parts. Gerard didn't think there was anything wrong with being into boy parts, but Frank's boy parts were off limits, because Frank was one of his best friends, and had been his brother's best friend since they were toddlers. And Gerard knew Frank in no way wanted any part of him, boy or otherwise. Gerard had thought he was going to moon over Frank for the rest of his natural life, and die monk-like and alone. But that was before Lindsay sat next to him in English class, and turned in her seat to dig a pen out of her bag, skirt twisting high enough on her thighs to reveal a fucking tattoo. Gerard had spent time picturing himself licking the illegal ink Frank had conned various shady dudes into giving him. But that day, he had zoned out of an entire lecture on Mark Twain thinking about dropping to his knees and pushing up Lindsay's skirt, which was definitely shorter than regulation, and licking that tattoo, and then exploring his way north with his mouth. His pants were getting a little uncomfortable when he got called on to answer a question about Tom Sawyer's revelations on the Mississippi, and he stumbled his way through an answer. When the bell rang, he gathered his books, then paused, watching Lindsay shove a handful of the forms the teacher had given her to help her catch up in her bag, papers crumpling as she shoved the flap over them. There was a unicorn holding a strangely proportioned child drawn on the canvas of her bag. "Who did that?" he asked, motioning. "Oh, I did," she said, pushing her bangs behind one ear to blend in with a pigtail. "Fucked up innocence, right?"
"Right," Gerard said.
So he went about making a fool of himself to her in brief increments, and listening to Frank bitch about it. Then one day, Lindsay sat down at the table he was sharing with Frank and Ray at lunch. "I can't sit over there anymore," she said, motioning towards her old lunch spot. "They've all decided to go on a diet, and watching them eat celery was driving me fucking insane." "You didn't want to join them?" Frank said, raising an eyebrow bitchily.
Ray stared at Frank,
mouthing, "What the fuck?" at him. "Eat me, asshole," Lindsay replied, flipping him off before picking up a french fry. "I hate celery," Gerard said, filing away the memory of Lindsay saying the words "eat me" for future reference. "Did you finish that piece you were working on?" Frank silently got up and stomped to where Mikey and Alicia were eating each other's faces at a table in the corner. Gerard called Frank less and less, because Frank was decidedly not interested in Gerard's new favorite topic of conversation, Lindsay, or hearing about Gerard's day, mainly the parts where Lindsay was present, or telling him he stood a chance. Frank said he didn't. And clearly Frank didn't like her. Gerard suspected he was taking Lindsay's declaration that the Watchman was boring a little too intensely. But he still wouldn't lie, so Gerard didn't make a move, because Frank was more objective when it came to Lindsay than he was. Frank wouldn't lie to Gerard. So Gerard spent lunches listening to Frank and Lindsay tell each other they were bitch-faced assholes.
Ray quickly abandoned them for James Dewey's table. Sometimes Bob sat with them and laughed to himself, which Gerard didn't find helpful. Frank and Lindsay were his two favorite people in the world, and he just didn't get why they didn't love each other the way he did. Well, they didn't even love him the way he loved them, but he just wanted them to get along. When Gerard called Frank to ask if he'd left his denim jacket at Frank's house during their last video game marathon, he didn't get around to asking his question, because instead, he got to listen to Frank rant for 15 minutes about how Gerard was just going to have to tell Lindsay she couldn't sit with them at lunch, that she chased off their friends, that she was an idiot with shitty taste in comments, that her art was stupid and her hair was immature, and that her skirt was way too fucking short for dress code, okay? She couldn't just break the rules like they were nothing and flaunt her business all around school like a giant hoe bag. Okay, Gerard said warily when Frank paused in his ranting. I'm not sure that Lindsay's done anything to be considered a giant hoe bag. Fucking A she has! Frank yelled, and hung up. Gerard went to Mikey's room. I think your best friend's lost it, he said. Mikey gave him a look, and said, You cannot really be that dense. Gerard opened his mouth, shut it, and then went back to his room. Gerard followed Lindsay back to her locker after English class, and said, It might be better if you don't eat lunch with us anymore. She narrowed her eyes. This is because of that stupid fucking midget, isn't it? Frank has nothing to do with this, Gerard lied. Please, this is the kind of stupid-ass, airheaded move that a little motherfucker like that would make, she said. Who the hell does he think he is? Acting like he owns the whole fucking universe because he has stupid hair and stupid tattoos and that stupid fucking little smirk, the asshole. Gerard said. Maybe we can alternate days? Fuck you, Lindsay said, slamming her locker shut. I'm not going anywhere. At lunch, Lindsay slammed her tray down on one side of Gerard, and Frank slammed his down on the other. And they spent the entire 35 minutes glaring wordlessly at the other. Gerard slumped down in his seat and wondered if there was a free seat at Mikey's table. Gerard dragged Mikey into the library after lunch. I seriously don't know what to do, Gerard said, wringing his hands. That was the worst lunch ever. I felt like I was sitting between two bulls while wearing all red. Mikey's mouth twitched from trying to hold in a smile. This isn't funny! I'm in the fucking front lines and I don't even know what war is going on! Gerard yelled, waving his hands about and promptly getting kicked out of the library. Maybe you should talk to them, Mikey told him once they were back in the noisy hall. Get things out in the open. What things? Gerard said, voice rising nervously. He hadn't yet told Mikey about the whole thing where he thought Frank might be his soulmate, because he didn't want to make things awkward. There are no things. You don't even know what's going on. Seriously, just... Mikey waved a hand around. You know, talk. You are no help at all, Gerard said darkly, and stalked off. You should make a move. Bob told him when Gerard asked him for advice. Gerard glared, because clearly he couldn't do that. For one, he didn't really know anymore who he wanted to make a move on more, because Frank was Frank and Lindsay was Lindsay and they were both amazing and perfect, and both thought the other was completely wrong for him, and he respected and trusted them both, so basically, he was fucked. Whatever, Gerard said instead of all of that, and went to find Ray. Ray had clearly already talked to Bob and Mikey, because Gerard didn't even get three words into the tale of his plight, before Ray said, Tell them both you want to meet them alone, and then hide and see what they say when you aren't there. You are a super genius, Gerard said gratefully.
because this was the kind of plan that always worked where it counted, like in comics and reality television. Granted, it tended to sometimes go awry, but Gerard's life was boring, and thus not prone to the sort of catastrophic events that befell superheroes and television starlets. He asked them both to skip last period to meet him under the bleachers, because he had a couple of hiding places under there that he used when he needed to make a quick getaway from a jock beatdown, and he put his plan into motion. Gerard was hunched down behind a low wall under the bleachers when Frank showed up, looking around and grinning wide and excitedly bouncing on the balls of his feet a little. A minute later, Lindsay ducked under the bleachers, saying, "It's about damn time you made it. What the hell are you doing here?" "Me? Why are you here, barging in on my private time with Gerard?" "Again," Frank snapped. "You can stop your jealous little act," Lindsay snapped. "You're just upset because you waited too long and lost your chance." "You don't even fucking know," Frank said. "You're just a barging barger." Lindsay took an angry step closer. "You wouldn't even know how to barge," she gritted out. "Fucking bitch," Frank said, face turning red with anger and glaring in a way Gerard knew was dangerous. "Go cry into your pillow, slow ass," Lindsay snapped, not the slightest bit intimidated. They really hated each other. Gerard was just going to have to split his life into Frank time and Lindsay time. Frank took an angry step forward. Lindsay did the same, getting all in his face. Gerard shifted, preparing to have to leap out to break up the fight between his two best friends, when they both took another step forward and mashed their faces together, like they were going to attempt to beat down the other's tonsils with their tongue. Kissing, Gerard realized belatedly. They weren't fighting at all. They were kissing, and Frank was pulling at Lindsay's shirt to free it from her skirt so he could shove his hand up under it. Gerard just stared in shock, because Frank had his hands on Lindsay's tit, and Lindsay was shoving off Frank's blazer, and they were still kissing like there was no tomorrow. "What the fuck?" he said to himself. Frank and Lindsay didn't hear him, because they were too busy mauling each other like a Discovery Channel special on the mating habits of deranged teenagers. Lindsay pressed up against Frank and wrapped a leg around him, and they were moving against each other and mumbling things he couldn't quite hear when they came up for air, and Gerard couldn't take it anymore. He stood up and said, "Seriously, what the fuck?" They froze, and Lindsay dragged her mouth away from Frank's and said, "Were you lurking over there?" Her lipstick was smeared, and Frank still had his hand up her shirt. "What the fucking fuck?" Gerard said. "I wanted to know why you two couldn't be friends." "Guess I know now." He would stomp away, but he couldn't move out from behind the wall he was standing behind, what with the raging hard-on he had going on. Frank's lips were swollen, and Lindsay had a leg wrapped around Frank's fucking hip. "It's not like that at all," Frank said. "I just don't want you spending all your fucking time with the skink. And I couldn't handle this douchebag being such an asshole to you all the time," Lindsay said. She pulled away from Frank and took a step away, but Frank didn't let go of her boob, so her shirt just rucked up higher, revealing a tattoo sprawling across her belly. Lindsay didn't move Frank's hand, just narrowed her eyes at Gerard and said, "Seriously, you set us up and watched us like a peeping Tom?" "I didn't peep," Gerard protested. He should be looking her in the eye, but Frank's shirt was pulled up by his arm enough to reveal a tiny glimpse of his happy trail and bare skin on his hip, and Gerard kind of couldn't look away. "You're peeping right now," Frank pointed out. "Stop looking at—" He trailed off as he looked down and told Lindsay, "That's really awesome ink." "Thanks," she said. "I drew it and know this guy who's actually good."
Frank finally took his hand off her boob as he dropped to his knees to take a closer look. "Really awesome," he said again, tracing a line with his fingertip. Lindsay bit her lip and looked over at Gerard. "Fuck," Gerard said. Frank leaned in closer. Lindsay said, "There's another on my thigh." She sounded a little breathless, and Gerard's knees turned to jelly as Frank pushed up her skirt and sat back on his heels, tracing her thigh tattoo with his thumb as his other hand kept pushing her skirt up, like he couldn't quite stop himself. When Lindsay's panties were revealed, and Frank leaned in and traced a line of her thigh tattoo with his tongue, Gerard ended up having to lean against the stupid little wall he was still hiding his lower half behind, because his knees wouldn't support him anymore. He clearly wasn't wanted or needed, and he fucking pushed them together, so he was an idiot to boot. If he had any self-respect, he would leave them to their hot-ass makeout and go jerk off in the bathroom. He settled for crossing his arms over his chest and trying to glare, since he sure as fuck couldn't look away. Not from Frank nudging his face up against Lindsay's upper thigh, or the way Frank's pants were tented, or the way Lindsay was bunching up her skirt in one fist to keep it out of Frank's way. He'd never stood a chance with either, so he shouldn't be this upset. "Gerard," Lindsay gasped, "why are you all the way over there?" "I'm leaving you be," he grumbled, "since you're both too awesome for me." "Is he for serious?" Lindsay asked Frank. "Gerard, you are a fucktard," Frank said. Which Gerard didn't fucking appreciate, since Frank currently had a finger hooked inside the elastic of the girl of Gerard's dreams' panties, and there was no fucking need to insult Gerard while that was going on, right in front of his face. "A complete idiot," Lindsay agreed. "Fuck you too," Gerard mumbled. If he could leave without humiliating himself further, he totally would. "That's what we're trying to get you to do," Frank said. "Frank could use a hand," Lindsay said, nodding in agreement. Gerard blinked a few times and tried to reconnect the dots. What? "I like you, you asshole," Frank said. "Me too," Lindsay agreed, hitching her breath and smacking a little at Frank's hand, muttering, "Hold on a second until we talk idiot boy down off the cliff." What? Gerard repeated. "I was really fucking mad at you, waltzing in and stealing all of Gerard's moon eyes with being all artsy and hot and awesome," Frank told Lindsay. "I was sure I didn't stand a chance with you around being all hot and awesome and being so close to him," Lindsay replied. "You both like me," Gerard finally managed to say. They nodded. "And you like each other," Gerard said slowly. "I'd be doing a lot more to get his hand out of my underwear if I didn't," Lindsay replied. "And you both know I'm crazy over you both." "Now I do," Frank said, looking up at him. "I don't know how you two didn't explode with all the pent-up frustration between you," Lindsay said. "I didn't think I stood a chance." Frank brushed a hand over Gerard's very obvious erection and said, "I think explosions are still imminent." If Frank had left his hand there a second longer, there probably would have been an explosion. "So are you going to stand there looking dumbstruck, or are you going to kiss us already?" Lindsay demanded. Gerard said, looking back and forth and not having a single fucking clue which one of them to kiss first. "Kiss the boy," Lindsay said. "Seriously, I will if you won't, because that fucker needs the smug kissed right off that face." Frank was looking up at him with a bright grin that Gerard wanted to see every day of his life. So he leaned over and kissed Lindsay quickly, laughing as she pushed him away and down to his knees. "Hi," he said to Frank,
because he should say something before kissing one of his best friends in the world, and his brain clearly didn't have enough blood left in it to come up with anything better. Frank responded by leaning forward and kissing him, not the least bit tentative, though their noses ended up mashing painfully together, before Gerard got the presence of mind to tilt his head more. "Explosions, huh?" Frank said, nudging his hip up at Gerard in what was clearly a hint. "Goddamn fireworks," Gerard managed to reply, and was peripherally conscious of Lindsay taking a step back and doing something. He palmed Frank's erection. Frank unbuckled his belt, and Gerard stuffed his hand down Frank's pants and kissed him again, marveling that Frank wanted him to kiss him and play with his dick, which Gerard had decided a long time ago would never, ever be a possibility, when something landed on their noses. Frank grabbed it, and they broke apart and stared at the tiny scrap of material that it took Gerard a second to realize was a pair of panties. "Just thought I'd, you know, remind you I was here," Lindsay said, hip-cocked. "I didn't forget," Frank said, twirling the panties around one finger. Lindsay rolled her eyes at him and stepped between them, sliding a leg under the arm Gerard had angled into Frank's pants and leaning in to kiss Gerard properly. Frank made a sound that almost distracted Gerard from the way Lindsay was pressed up against him and licking the inside of his mouth, and doing her damnedest to make sure that Gerard would embarrass himself thoroughly. Gerard realized dimly through the haze his brain was in that his grip on Frank's dick had loosened to him barely touching him, and when he leaned forward to get a better angle on Frank, he pressed up against Lindsay in a way that made her break their kiss, and let out an honest-to-God breathing moan that Gerard had thought only happened in porn. She reached down and unbuttoned his pants, tugging down the zipper in a cavalier way that Gerard would have flinched at, except that Lindsay was unzipping his pants, and shoved the restrictive evil pants down to the tops of Gerard's thighs. "Hang on, I wanna," Frank said as he raised up on his knees behind Lindsay, and did a little squirm as he pushed his pants down that made Gerard's hand jiggle. "This is awesome." Lindsay rested her forehead on Gerard's shoulder and giggled, shoulder shaking, and then rearranged herself so that she was rubbing herself up against Gerard. "This okay?" she said, shifting her weight and grinding in a way that made her make another one of those porn noises. Gerard really was not going to last very long. "Very much so," he told her. "My hands are too empty," Frank announced. He was pressed in close enough to Lindsay that Gerard's hand bumped against her back as he jerked off Frank. "My shirt needs to go before someone back there ruins it," Lindsay announced, her thighs tightening around Gerard's as she ground her hips against him. His underwear was still in place, but was damp in unfamiliar ways where she was pressing herself against him. Frank attempted to reach around and unbutton her shirt, but after fumbling with a button for a second, said, "Fuck it," and tugged it over her head. Gerard let go of Frank to hold Lindsay's hips as she raised her arms up so she would keep her balance, and after another brief struggle with her tie and sleeves, her shirt was tossed on top of Frank's abandoned jacket, leaving her in a bra with her tie dangling down between her breasts. "This is the greatest day of my life," Gerard said sincerely, staring at Lindsay's tits as he tightened his grip on Frank's dick. He realized belatedly that he still had one hand free, still gripping Lindsay's hip, and he slid it down over her bunched-up skirt to reach her bare thigh, and then up under her skirt to press a finger against her. "A little to the left," Lindsay panted, arms now draped loosely around Gerard's neck as she twisted a little to turn and kiss Frank. Gerard obeyed, and then she said, "Now my left." "My left too?" Frank said, and stuck one of his hands between her thighs too. Lindsay gasped, and Gerard accidentally squeezed Frank's dick a little too tightly as he felt Frank's hand brush up against his dick, and then Gerard's own searching fingers. Frank suddenly tightened up and made a sound that was muffled by Lindsay's mouth, still pressed up against his, and came all over her back. Gerard let go of Frank's dick and wondered dimly why he was still wearing underwear as Lindsay bucked against him. Frank was slumped against her back, uncaring about the mess he was smearing on the shirt he was still wearing, and Gerard realized that Frank had reached around and was pinching one of Lindsay's nipples before loosely dropping that hand to her waist. Lindsay tossed her head back and didn't even seem to notice as her head thumped against Frank's, her thighs tightening. She was grinding against him in a way he couldn't ignore, and Frank's hand was doing enough of the work, so he pulled his hand loose and couldn't help sticking his fingers in his mouth to see what Lindsay tasted like. Lindsay then shuddered, and Gerard couldn't hold back any longer, and came himself, biting down on his fingers. When he managed to focus again on the world around him, Lindsay was leaning back against Frank, mumbling blearily into his neck. "Your shirt's already gross. Wipe my back up with it." "Maybe I'll just leave it there," Frank replied, like the shit he was. Lindsay's legs were still sprawled open from where she had been straddling his lap, a leg on either side of Gerard's, and her skirt still rucked up around her waist, and her bra was tugged down to reveal one nipple, tie still askew around her neck, and Frank's eyes were heavy-lidded and his lips swollen, and around Lindsay, Gerard could see the bare skin of his hip. It was the greatest sight Gerard had ever seen, and he didn't even care that he was going to have to walk home in ruined underwear. "You are my favorite people ever," he told them, and they both beamed at him in response. The end. Author's notes: for Into the Night as a holiday gift fic. Not quite what you asked for, but I kind of got carried away with the whole Frank Gerard Lindsay high school AU thing. Thanks to Perpexia for looking over it. Reader's note: this fic was recorded for ITPE 2013 as a gift for Greedy Dancer. I have never done a My Chemical Romance podfic before, so I'm pretty sure I like messed up the voices and stuff, but I really hope she enjoys it anyways. Thanks for listening. Bye.